children.
Do you mean
no, what we are
spanking?
What we are
spanking? No, I don't think he meant spanking, because if it is spanking, when a child does anything evil, you can just.
No, I don't need just a slap. Yeah, in Holland they call it a foot in the thick.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't need a foot in the thick. Okay. I need a beating up.
Yeah, with a belt. Exactly. Even in school, you see that a child didn't perform well in school.
Beating the with insults, with
beating
mouth.
The child with a stick.
Stick or insult.
Yes, that's what I mean.
Okay. Yeah,
and then some child is growing up to be an adult.
Yeah.
What's this adult is going to be doing with this child?
Children here, both migrants and immigrants, children here have been taught, when you have been abused, come to school and talk.
Yeah.
If you have been abused, you have to come to school. A case whereby a child is being beaten by the parents,
mm-hmm.
and the child told them, if you beat me again, I'm calling police.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. Of course.
Yes. I'm thinking about, I make research about this beating
mm-hmm.
children.
Mm-hmm.
It's also another contest here in Europe. Because in Europe, the parents, they have something like a 30% of education of their children.
Yeah.
School play, television play, all these social media plays in it. But in Africa, the parent, or in Suriname, the parent, they have something like 70%, 80% of education of their children in their hand.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
It's different from here to Europe, in Africa. Here, police, they can take child and they bring it. In the center, and they feed him, they live there, and he play, and everything.
Yeah.
We don't have that system here.
Yeah, it's true.
In the third world, we don't have. So, parents have here at least 40 or 30% of education of their children.
Mm-hmm.
The rest is school. School, they teach them about condom. So, you parent, you don't teach that.
No.
So, you don't control the education of your children. So this, the context is different. I created Africa School of Thought because of something like this.
Yeah.
We have to get a view of Africa about a lot of things because we don't have one. We don't have one. Everything is, we must copy from European side, or those that are Muslim, they go to Arab side. That is Africa now.
Look, one thing I want
Africa
to say.
Of today is to that. I'm sorry to say.
We are in a Christian studio.
My view is not to favor all the Christians.
Mm-hmm.
No, my view is to favor Africa or black in the world.
Look,
that is my view.
The thing is, charity begins at home. We said charity begins at home. Yeah, you have your child home. If you speak good with your child, he won't go report to you, she will, or to the school, or tell the teacher. Or my father and mother, they are fighting every day in the house. That's why I said from the beginning, before you go and marry somebody, you have to lead the person very good. But nowadays, you only see the man, nice looking man with car, with this, that you just jump in.
But people such can change person, while they are marrying. People can change.
Okay, people can change, but when they change, then how do we stop this violence then?
But sometimes something happens in the marriage, something traumatic, that people can change. If you are a parent and you lost a child and your family said and you don't know how to talk about like husband and wife, then you can change as a person.
Mm-hmm.
So you can marry somebody sweet and somebody who's taking care of you. But if something traumatic has happened, then some people can change.
Yeah. They change and become what?
But actually...
Violence.
But in actuality, it has nothing to do with whether you see somebody. Let me see.
Mm-hmm.
I see you today, and frankly, I'm marrying you. I don't know your character.
But because you should tell yourself before.
It still happens nowadays that parents still arrange, let me say, marriage. Yeah? Okay, then you start to know the man, the love starts to grow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? This has nothing to do with the domestic violence we are talking about.
Mm-hmm.
This domestic violence, most of the time, if you go down deep to the root, maybe it has psychological effect of the past years of the woman or the man.
The man.
Something that the man has, that has happened to him before, let me say 20 or 30 years ago. He was dramatically damaged, but never sought any advice or help or therapeutic advice, you know, and everything was
in
cooked
him.
In him.
Mm-hmm.
Then, unfortunately, let me put it that way, for the woman, maybe you become a nagging one, somebody who knocks, mm-hmm. and the man can't take it.
Yeah.
So whenever you knock, instead of him to talk with you quietly, he starts beating.
Explosion.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, once again, mm-hmm. I'm coming, sorry.
Yeah.
He touched about how the couple can, man and woman can be together. We still use European side of love. You have to like. To live together is no question of like, it's necessity, it's natural necessity. When you put it as a natural thing, necessity, you will never get that regardless of I must love the person first or I must know the person first. It's different. This view are not our view. We copy it.
So the natural necessity,
it doesn't work with us.
So what's the natural necessity that will make you put up with somebody you don't know?
When you are in the need, man and woman, they are grow enough, they are in the need. Man is in the need of woman, and woman is in the need of man, they mm-hmm. need. Mm-hmm. Then we understand their differences. They will settle it. They will know how to set it because they are in the need. But when they are not in the need, they are under influences of psychology, something you need.
You
understand it.
They need sex or what? What is that they are needing?
Man and woman is more than in sex.
Okay, so what is it? What is that? What
man
I
need
what
a
you,
woman.
What do you mean by they need?
Man need a woman.
To survive?
To live, to cook for her. To do everything, to share it. Life together.
Yes, that's
it. It's in the Bible.
Yeah.
Woman need man to share life together.
You need someone to talk
this
to.
This is need.
Okay.
This is neat. It's above love. It's more stronger than love.
Companions.
I always say this, and people, they don't understand this philosophy. It's more stronger than love.
I understand, but one thing
we need each other.
But what should you use guidance on the person?
Exactly.
You need each other.
You need me.
I need you.
I need you to fulfill my needs.
Yes.
And you need me to fulfill your needs. In brackets. Why then?
You use violence on the person.
Or me violating you.
So,
because just as you are saying, now you say it's so, bigger than love.
Okay.
I'm sharing my life with you
mm-hmm.
as husband and wife.
Yes.
Or we live together.
Yeah.
Maybe I have done something wrong in bracket because we are human beings.
Mm-hmm.
We can always fail. Yeah. Instead of you to call me as your wife or your partner, whatever it is, say, now darling, this is what you did. I don't like it. It irritates me. It provokes me. Please stop it. And me as a woman, if I'm obedient mm-hmm. and if I'm cool-headed,
mm-hmm.
then I will say, okay, I have heard you. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. I won't do it.
That is whereby you talk quietly
to the person.
With respect.
With respect.
Yes.
Yeah, you see, I say sorry. But maybe I will say, darling, I'm very, very sorry. Even before I say sorry, you have given me quiet.
Bam.
Is that what I mean?
No. Yes.
There is more than that.
Yeah, excuse me. Before I say my sorry, you have slapped
my face.
So, what else can I do? How can I say that sorry? Okay, then I will swallow it. Yeah,
there is
because
more than that.
Because I am an African woman.
Mm-hmm.
Just as what my sister said, we have been brought up to keep all what happens in house. Yeah. But I am not happy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Because beating me make me to lose my self-esteem, make me to lose my self-respect. You know, psychologically also, I am abused.
Yes.
I cannot take a step forward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even in the midst of others in public, you will see. I will be very, very shy to speak out because I don't know what to say that will make the person, other people, get angry. Those are all the disadvantages of beating a woman or a woman.
That is, I think that because you said you go in relation with somebody in when you are in need, but I think a relationship starts with love. Because you need love for patience, you need love to educate each other, you need love for peace.
Mm-hmm.
For so many things in life, you need love.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't go with a person because you are in need.
Mm-hmm.
Because if the person doesn't meet my needs,
then
I'm going to be fed up with the person.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the existence of violence, domestic violence.
Mm-hmm.
Because we look at the person and what can you do for me?
Mm-hmm.
What can I do for you?
Mm-hmm.
And then, okay, let's have a relationship. And at the moment that he can't do for me what I want him to do for me, I get very angry with my husband and I come in with hard words. I speak
tongues.
I speak with him without respect, because yes. Our love is our relationship is based on needs. But if a relationship is built on love, then you have patience.
Peace.
Then you have peace in your house, and then you kids, your children are growing up with peace and safety. Love creates safety.
Let's discuss about these things.
Let me come in, please.
Yeah.
Somebody is watching us, and the contribution of Brother Deacon Osayende, this is it. And he said most domestic violence has to do with finance, pride, and miscommunication.
Miscommunication.
Yes.
That's what I mean by sitting me down talking. Because we have the tools.
Yes.
We never learn how to communicate as husband and wife.
Mm-hmm.
Never. Because the man always takes the upper hand.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever he sees goes.
Mm-hmm.
No, darling, if we do this and this and this, what do you think?
Mm-hmm.
They never do it.
But also
never.
As children, as parents, as children.
And what you are saying, in a home whereby you have kids, and these things are going on, it damages the children.
It
makes them not to be good in their school.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
With their fellow, they become also aggressive.
Yes.
At school, they fight.
Yes.
It's when...
Because they learn this from
yes.
Them.
Yes. And when a child is also violent at school, then the teachers, especially in elementary school, even in secondary school, is when the teachers will try to find out what is going on
in your house.
In your house.
And also what he just said, sorry, about you have the African thinking, the Caribbean thinking, and the European way of growing your children. It's because here in Europe, children are very free. They can talk about everything. We as Caribbean, we are silenced people in most of it, silenced people. So when the children have the feeling that there is no communication, they're going behind our backs and do things, and when they're coming home, then we get very angry with the children, but we don't have communication with our children. I think a safe house and less violence will start when we have communication, or open communication with our children. Well, how is going at school? What are you doing? Who are your friends? Well, why are you hurting? Why are you sad? But if we don't have that kind of communication with our children, our children, they don't talk to us, they get the wrong friends, doing a lot of kind of stuff, and when we find out that we will get very mad with the children,
and we beat them.
And we beat them. But if we have an open communication with our children, and with ourselves as husband and wives, then there is safety in the house.
Yeah.
And communication creates safety in the house.
It's true.
And it's true.
That's for instance.
There is one thing.
I just
have
something from outside, the outside feedback. Eh?
Yeah, the outside feedback says that you said, most relationship lack love, but they have lost.
Okay.
Yes.
The first one was about finance.
Yes.
Financially.
Yeah.
Most of our people, like my black people from Africa or Caribbean, when they live with a man or woman in the house, what they do is, after settling home, the home things with their partner, the rest money you'll be spending outside roughly. And nowadays, it's very difficult to get money. You can save. So if you meet your wife, or your partner told you, darling, let us put some 100 euros somewhere for next hour this thing.
Yeah.
Then it become problem. But financially, if me and my wife is not going in between us good financially, then it's also bring aggressive in the house.
Mm.
Because you won't go somewhere to the north and say, my neighbor, can you please borrow 100 euros, 50 euros, next week I'll give it to you.
Neighbor doesn't have it.
No, you don't have it. So that's why we say we always have to be, to think as one.
Mm-hmm.
Do everything as one.
Mm-hmm.
Share the love. The love is very important with respect. If you love your woman or your man, you will respect him or her.
So what you are trying to say is that in the modern man here, it's every time. So when the woman doesn't bring the money,
no, I don't mean like that.
She's only sitting and eating your money, then you'll be offended.
No, in Europe, man work, woman work. And when the bills come, we share together, we pay. I will ask my wife, you pay the whole house bill and pay light and that. No, when you come.
And you cannot leave her. To use her money the way she wants to use her money.
That's what
so she
said.
Must pay. Because you went to marry her from her father's home and then brought her to yourself and then for her to begin to mint money for you.
We all have to always make sure that the woman has some pocket money with her. The man
has
some pocket money.
For me, I think
the money
a man
bulk.
Must be a man. You don't need to be looking into the money of a woman. Let the woman bring the money at her home. I'm not coming to say that.
You don't go
when
in for the money.
If she doesn't bring out the money, then you are aggressive. You know?
I'm working. You are working.
But I'm thinking that the money is also financial education. When you are married and you are husband and wife, then you sit together and talk together what you're going to do with the money. Then how you're going to spend the money. You put some targets. You put some goals. Okay, about 2 years that we have such amount of money. We can build a house. We can go on a holiday. But most of the time, there is no communication about spending the money.
For me, I feel that the man doesn't need to force himself to have access into the money of the woman. In as much as for me, I'm myself, I don't even know how my money goes because I just allow my husband let him because I trust him. Yeah. Let him handle the money the way. Ask him whether I've ever asked him how the money is going. Because I trust him, I know that he will never cheat me, and he will never come back one day to tell me there's no money for this and there's no money for this. That's me. Because I don't put my money there.
Le quam brada, you bet napo. Then I bet it, they sing on a cray. Mandi no, na yuru toro, di you masra opodoro, you bet take you na estate. We people, you bet te, what go be one. Beginning, tera umana ma Chea hebi ui chai Mi de bibi na asai Sondro yumi sima Ala woko di yu sepi De seti kudu Prieta na bakasa chai No goro di yu Make you see a kanteni rostu No one posted. No suta pumina posti. Uri kiyu bigi ne. We sat down for memory you in love you. Una bigi ne di you give me strana. We de bigi we bumasra. Rosu presi na ese
tona nga mi pari me gota buli ba morba
bayana bayana
mi botona nga mi pari me gota bukriti morba
Mama
Mama Yana Mama Yana Mama
Mayana Mi Boto
16 april. Dimi botolai na tapana honi na drape mi rego na 16 april. Dimi botolai na tapana honi na drape mi rego para wadra mi timi na ansubani na tapana. Dimi botolai,
dimi botolai,
na tapana honi, na drape mi rego. Mari mi doro, na ansubanyi, dimi hati vesari botru. Dimi membre de moi moi foto wenche.
Bakaku
for the kind meaning. Somebody quick pull on that. Run it.